Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be
hello,
there.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Waylon.
This is James LeRoy.
It is Wednesday, July.
Whatever today is. We're also on episode 432.
What is today's date?
No. Oh.
Hello?
Oh, hi. You're...
Hello?
Quit
Hello?
Breathing so hard. I mean, I like it when you breathe hard, but I don't think the microphone likes it when you breathe too hard.
Oh, today's July 25th.
25th.
25, and I had to work today.
Oh, yeah, it's normally your day off.
Yeah, and I had to work. I don't like this.
I do.
You know why I had to work today?
Because you need to make Dad some money.
No, I had to take Sunday off.
That's right.
Why did I have to take Sunday off?
Well, are we going to go right into that now?
Why as well? I mean, we can kick off the show like, bam!
Yeah, and then end nowhere. Well, I guess that's like a normal Foul Monkey show.
Pretty much. We blow our load at the beginning.
That's right. All over your faces.
In your ear.
Well, first of all, obviously there's no Ricky.
Yeah, it's really quiet.
And this isn't really going to be a diarrhea monologue because I think we actually have enough stuff to talk about.
We actually have shit to talk about.
Yeah.
And we're making this going to be like the best shit ever show.
Maybe.
The best shit ever. This is the second sans Ricky episode of Foul Monkeys.
Yeah, the first one was pretty epic, though, because it was the first diarrhea monologue, and we made fun of Ricky the entire time.
Yeah.
Which may be the key to a good episode, but let's see if we can try not to do that.
I really think Ricky canceled on us because he wanted to install Mountain Lion on his Mac.
Oh, really?
I really do.
I think he's putting up shelves or buying shoes or something for his new apartment.
I think he's being a lesbian and...
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, I know on the last show he did mention that they finally found a place.
But they're moving in.
He's actually moved in.
He's in.
Yeah, he's in deep.
Cha-ching, he's in.
In deep.
Get it.
Provider.
Get it. Oh, wow. Fuck. Yeah, he's in.
No, but the interesting thing is that he is closer. He's like a neighbor now.
He's like 5 minute drive away.
He doesn't live in Doucheyville or Super Ethnicville.
This is true.
Well, granted, I guess he kind of is.
No, he is in Chinaville. He's in the north side, Chinaville.
Chinaville? Oh, it is Asian
area. It is
area.
A bit Asian.
I forgot that the Argyle stops a little
Korean. As my manager said when we were walking by a Korean supply truck, oh my God, do you think they just supplied Chinese food?
You have the most racist, hilarious boss ever.
I know, and he's gay.
Very.
And he saved my job, pretty much.
Pretty much.
And I'm very grateful for him.
We like Roy.
Roy Skies is good.
Did you give him his last name?
No, I said Roy Skies.
Oh, I thought like
no.
I don't just don't know Roy's last name, but I thought you're like pause like his last name was Skies or something.
My name is Roy Skies. No, he has a few nicknames. There's Roy, but he used to live in Texas and do what he does now in Texas, and the people who managed over some of them, it was literally like Brandy Lee, something Lee. It was all these little Southern names
from Texas, though, right?
From Texas, of course.
That makes sense.
So Roy was the only one that didn't have this, so they named him Roy D.
Roy D.
Roy D.
Well, you know, my mom's a Sheila Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a Bradley James.
So anyway, I'm not gonna spill my wad all over your face. Blow my wad all over your face, by the way.
Obviously, you totally sidetracked this.
I did. So
I guess you're gonna have to wait till the end of the show.
Yeah, let's not talk quite like that.
I only did that for that
It
part.
Sounds a little awful.
I only did that for that part. It's okay.
But if you whisper, people can't hear you either.
What?
Amateur hour. No, so Saturday we actually Ricky and I decided that we wanted to throw our good friend Jorge Clooney, a 30th birthday party. Happy birthday.
30.
Because, you know, that's a pretty big one.
Yeah, pretty big gay one. Years. And some people think it's over the hill.
We did over the rainbow instead.
Some people think it's not 30, and it's 40 and 50.
Well, you know, I kind of over the whole cliche that 30 in gay world is death.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because I'm over 30, but I'm okay with getting older. So we decided to have the party to be over the rainbow instead of over the hill.
I'm glad you said we.
We.
As in you and me.
Yeah.
High five.
Ah. So we did, however, or I did realize, did you all know, maybe because you follow me on Twitter and Facebook, that there's a helium shortage?
What?
In the world.
Helium's gone.
So, yeah, I couldn't cover my entire tray ceiling with blue balloons, baby blue balloons and little white clouds, and then have a rainbow on the table of balloons like I wanted. So instead, we were still gay and had rainbow lanterns. Of course, we made way too much food because that's what Waylon slash Martha does.
Yes, and I loved how you asked me. You're like, so I'm thinking about making this, oh, and this, but I think I might not make this. I'm like, no, you should make that because there's too much food already.
But what I also laughed...
That was buffalo chicken dip, and we made it later.
Is that we had the next day.
Oh, my God, so good.
I also love that we had one stranger amongst us, one non-friend.
Are you talking about Hugo?
Yeah, not part of our circle.
Hugo, go, go.
And
well, I mean, technically, Adam's not either. He's starting to get there, but...
But he's dating
That's the first time I met him.
Yeah.
I take that back. When we went in Batman Night, that's the first time I met him.
But I'm talking more of where I'm trying to get at, if you'd let me finish.
I'm sorry.
Is that Hugo actually made the comment of, I thought that that there would be maybe like four things to eat and wine because it's a cocktail party. And... Yeah, and I go, yeah, honey, welcome to this group.
Welcome to the fatties.
Welcome to my house.
Fatties.
Because I don't trust my friends that they're going to bring stuff like they say.
Oh, no.
Will you watch it next time?
No, I am watching it. I'm saying, oh, no, to trusting friends.
Oh, I thought, again, you screwed it up where we stopped recording.
It was not my fault.
So we're recording right now?
We're still recording. Yeah. I'm saying oh no because there's friends that listen to this.
No, but
that brought stuff.
But the friends who listen to this actually generally follow through.
Sorry for eating all of that food that you left here.
Yeah, I don't. He never asked for it, so.
Oh.
And remember, we don't talk about such things on the show.
No more food.
Anyway, so no, the party was good, and then after that, we went to a drag show down the street at one of our little local watering holes. It was a good time, and actually, it was a really good show.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should ask our followers, our listeners, our chimpanzees.
Our pooflingers?
Our pooflingers, to go vote for the bottle.
We should. We need to put that up.
Okay, so the call is the local bar we go to, and I'm going to put up a link in this show, and you're going to go vote, because if you don't vote, you don't really love me, and if you don't love me, you don't love Waylon.
You're probably like, what the hell are you talking about? What am I voting for? So Absolute...
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
No. You're voting.
Absolute gives these... I think this might be the first year. I'm not sure. Or maybe the second.
Sorry. I'm looking on this page for the Absolute, what we're talking about here, and it's like, oh, this page is insecure content. Load anyway or don't load? Recommended.
Nice.
No, I'm going to take the load.
Of course you are.
Hell yeah.
No,
baby.
But they gave these gigantic Absolute bottles to bars across the country and asked them to decorate them. And I forget what the whole rationale was, you know, or the theme, but it had to do with, your bar and, you know, kind of like Absolute you.
And they kind of separated into different cities as well. Yeah.
So in Chicago, I think there's four or five.
Four.
And The Call, which is kind of our neighborhood bar, their bottle, the other bottles are painted beautifully. Like, they're actually really nice.
Can I say keyword painted?
Painted, yes.
Painted.
Now, The Call, small little bar, fledgling little bar, kind of new-ish. Not a lot of people go to it, which is one reason why we like it.
It's about the size
of
our apartment.
No, our living room.
No, it's...
Okay, it is a little larger.
It's a good...
But anyway, they actually carved into it and did this whole Buzzly Berkeley with little ballerinas. And then since, you know, one of the owners is a drag queen and they do drag shows once a month, they actually took a Ken doll and put the Ken doll in drag, and the breastplate
oh my God.
On the Ken doll is literally the breastplate taken from Barbie doll, glued to the Ken doll.
Ken's so, got little chicklets.
Yeah, it literally is a drag queen.
Sorry, cutlets.
Yeah, chicken cutlets. But anyway, I love it. It's really, really cute. And compared to the other ones, I think it is honestly the best bottle. So I'm a little...
I think it's the most creative.
Yeah.
I do like the one that does the Tower of Boys Town. But I think it... Well, the reason is I think it does a good representation
of Chicago.
However, as far as creativity, they just painted it on like the other two did as well on top of that. Whereas the call, the people that designed it, and you can find out when you go look at this and everything, but the people that designed it, they put more thought into it. They made it more creative, and they also brought some of the aspects of the call, which the owner, one of them, is Ashley.
Yeah, we don't really know what they're going to get out of it, but I'm sure it's going to be some free Absolute products.
Oh, I'm sure.
And they need the publicity.
Absolutely, because
so.
They're such a great bar. I love this bar. Yeah. It's such a, they're so welcoming. They're so nice. And I really like it because it's so, it's like Cheers.
Yeah.
It's, everyone knows your name. Everyone, it's, if Ricky not everyone was, knows your name, but it's.
If Ricky was a drag queen, what would his name be?
Shalita Buffet.
Shalita Buffet.
Probably.
You've heard that one before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Because that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Just like Gingivitis. My favorite one from a poor deceased friend that I have, when he was in college, the way he paid for college was he was a drag queen, and his name was Wilma Fingerdew.
Oh, that's hot.
I love that name.
What would our names be? I think the listeners should tell us.
I don't know, yeah.
What would James LeRoy, Waylon, and Ricky, what would their drag queen names be?
You're probably just like the color purple, since you're the little color boy.
Racist.
Garpo Studios. I don't know. Cross between Gay and Harpo.
Garpo Studios.
Garpo. Garpo the Queen. I don't know.
Good times.
I think
we've
probably screwed around it enough. Enough of some of you probably know.
Most of you probably know because most of you fucking added me.
But.
I think I had more Twitter followers just after this.
So
James LeRoy took Sunday off.
Wait, but
because I had to work on Wednesday, I had to take Sunday off.
So first of all, let's back up here with a bit where that to set this all up. When we moved into this apartment, Bradley's best friend, who is best friend's partner, who happens to be a pseudo professional photographer / artist,
we'll call him D.
He gave us a large empty frame. Matted with like kind of gift certificate of, hey, I'll take your picture sometime and to put a picture in this.
Yeah,
as like a housewarming.
Gave like a little studio session.
Yeah, basically for free.
Yeah, should I tell it since I planned it?
Well, I will tell you tell that part, but I'm setting it up.
Okay.
So whatever. It took me a couple days to get the house ready to make all this food, make it really special for the 30th birthday, and it was a success. Then we went out to the drag show and drank and drank. And I was.
Well, you guys drank.
Yeah, because I can't. I have so much to talk about. Like you falling off your I'm not going to drink for the month of July wagon.
Last week. The last week of July. I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. I did such a good job with not drinking for the first like three week and a half. And I mean, I lost 10 pounds.
Yeah, that's great.
I think I gained it back on the last week, though.
Because of the alcohol?
Not necessarily. No, just because of work and how stressed out it is and stuff. But anyway,
so I was exhausted. Exhausted. And, we probably got home around 1-ish, which meant we went to bed around 2-ish, which is, isn't crazy?
What did we do for an hour? Nothing.
Well, nothing. Because I was way too tired.
Yeah, so was I.
Well, so this is where I let Bradley take it off. But basically on Sunday, he took the day off because we found out that...
We found out our friend wanted to do the little portrait shots for us. And he found a really great place in Grant Park, which is in downtown Chicago, that had some really fun scenery in the background. And
probably just a Millennium Park because that's a better place for people to know.
That's true. Anyway.
But mind you, as he's setting this up, I spend the entire night and morning bitching and trying to get out of this photo shoot because I don't feel pretty.
He really did not want to go.
It is hot as fuck, and I'm like, what am I going to wear? I don't want my picture taken.
I kept telling him he should just, suck it up and just try to look cute. But whatever. Anyway, so this backpedals back to last November. I brought up to
Wait, was that far?
I've been planning this for a while.
Some of the story, I don't know.
I've been planning this for a while. So there was actually talks and debates of where this location should be, where this other things, blah, blah, blah. And you'll find out what this whole charade is if you don't know already. So basically, I had been planning on doing this for quite some time now and trying to find the right way to do it. Thinking, oh, let's plan a karaoke night and I'll just sing or something. Or let's do this and I'll do this. Or let's go over here and here and here and whatever. Anyway, it got to a point where I'm like, you know what? I want to do something that you are going to be able to share with people visually. And so
Visually.
And I talked to Dee.
So that's not me being naked. Cause...
No, I don't want you to share that with anybody.
I barely share it with you.
You don't, I know. We sleep with like separate sheets.
And... It's only in the summer. I can't deal with your sticky skin.
No, my sticky foreskin.
The foreskin's different. The foreskin's different. That's not like, you know, laying on my face all night.
Well, it is that big.
Well, yeah, but that's...
I'm kidding, it's really not.
We use it as curtains to black out the light.
It's our duvet cover.
Anyway, back to this fucking story.
Oh, wait, yeah, that's right. So, I talked to Dee. We're going to call him Dee. I talked to Dee and I said, hey, Dee, what's up? So that portrait studio stuff that you promised us as a gift for the welcoming home present, how about you totally... you know, do it this Sunday. And he's like, oh, nice. I like where you're going with this. I'm like, yeah, I dig it. And so I had him, and this is one of the things, I had him email us on Facebook. You, me, we're going to call him R and D. D emailed all of us and said, hey, I really found this great spot in Millennium Park. I really want to go take photos. Can you please, I really want you guys to do this. And I can do this as your studio session that I offered you for your home welcoming home present, your home mm-hmm. housewarming present. And Waylon saw that and he goes, oh, he wants to take pictures. I'm like, oh, well, I work on that Sunday and I played coy.
No pictures.
And I was like, oh, well, you know, it might be fun. We'll just have a fun day. I could use a Sunday off. I'll see if I can take it off. And so I did. And we eventually got to the point where we're at the call and he's like, I really don't want to go tomorrow. I really don't want to go tomorrow.
Literally the next morning. Bed. Going the like, next morning, yeah. I think I was whining at some point.
You were at a point where you're like, I just really don't want to go. And I kept saying, you know, I know I'm looking forward to it, but I know that David is really looking forward to it too. And this is what I tried to use to you to kind of feel bad, because I was like, I know David really wants to do this, and I know that
you mean
he,
D.
Oh motherfucker!
It doesn't matter.
You don't know him.
Exactly. We've never talked about him before.
I know that he really wants to do this, and I know that he is looking forward to it, and I don't want to disappoint him. And you're just like, well, whatever. I'm like, well, fine.
Well, no, because his partner's having some surgery. There were some other some stressful events that were going on in their lives. And what I think shut me up was the fact that this was billed as also a...
present?
Well, no, he really wanted to do it. Like, it would be something for him not to think about other things. Yeah. And, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on with his life and everything. So,
of
we
course,
kind
I got
of
over it.
That.
And I woke up and I got dressed.
We woke up, we got dressed, we got ready, we got pretty. We went downtown. They picked us up, actually, and mm-hmm. we walked down, or we drove down, and then we got parked, and
most
then we started.
Expensive parking lot
$30, and when our Chicagoan listeners hear this for a day parking for $30, they're like, oh my god, that's so cheap, where is that?
Yeah, I know.
Everybody outside is like, oh my god, what?
Yeah.
so we went and parked, we started walking around, and I was playing Clueless, and...
I wish you were, because man, he's hot.
Whatever.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Hey, you do him.
I'd say it naked. I wouldn't do them.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we're, by the way, watching TV in a sense, so don't mind the background. So anyway, I was playing kind of oblivious to things, and David.
Whatever, you've already spilled the fucking beans.
he's like, well, here, how about this place? And so he does this. He's like, well, do this. And he's telling us to do these poses. And then he's like, do a back-to-back. And David and I, we planned this where when we were back-to-back, I would prepare what I'm going to do. And I would assume that people already know what's going to happen.
Just tell the story. Oh,
and so he was like, okay, I need you guys to turn around. And I turn around. And I look at Waylon, and I held a ring in my hands, and I looked at him, and I said, oh, I forgot to mention this part before. We were getting out of the car, and he goes, people are going to think these are engagement photos. And I'm like, let them think whatever the fuck they want to think. And so he turns around, I turn around, I show him the ring, and I said, well, why don't we make this an engagement photo? And he looks at the ring, he looks at me like, what?
Huh?
What the hell is this? And then it kind of slowly, it's like a clink, 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 clink of the roller coaster when you get to the top. And then all of a sudden it's like, whoom, and you go down.
Yeah. I also love how your reaction to, of course, me saying yes to your proposal.
Yay.
Was, I thought you would have cried more. No, like literally, you were like, I'm kind of disappointed because I thought you would have cried more.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't say that. I said, I wanted you to cry more. I didn't think you would cry more.
Well, come on. But you know who I am, though. There were two people there watching us and taking photos. So, of course, all of a sudden, I'm self-conscious of like, oh, my God. Am I going to look ugly? Am I going to ugly cry? Because I can't have this ugly cry on photo.
But it's at the same time. It's really beautiful and it's touching.
I got teary.
You're
making me sound like an asshole.
No, I wanted you to let go more.
I was overwhelmed. And when I get overwhelmed, I get quiet.
I want to say that's the only thing.
He's putting his hand out to me.
I'm holding hands with you.
He's caressing my bling.
Yeah. This is the only complaint I had. Because I thought it was great. And I had spent so much time thinking about, should I do a little speech? Should I not? Should I just make it more natural? Should I embellish more? Should I do this? And I didn't want to say anything because I just wanted the moment to be that.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to sit there, in a sense, not have it memorized, pull out a piece of paper, or have it memorized and make it seem too speechy. I don't even think I could have made it through a speech, to be honest.
You couldn't have, no. I did enjoy it. Well,
I'm getting teary-eyed thinking about it right now.
I know you are. This is the touching episode. Yes. No, one thing I love, listeners, was one, he did ask my mother several months ago for permission.
Yes.
Which my mother almost ruined it. And I wondered a long time ago if he was going to do this at some point when my mom starts asking me really strange questions that then end up saying things like,
yep,
you do realize you're not getting any younger, right?
Or are some of my favorite I love the, when you told me about this, you're like, she's like, well, is this, I mean, do you love him? I mean, is he somebody you can see with the rest of your life? And she was asking you the whole, like, end of life spectrum kind of questions.
Yeah. No, but I think that's what this interesting brings up is that, you know, I've been pondering doing this to you for a while.
Yes.
And it does bring up the question of the dilemma of gay marriage, when it is legal.
Yes, because it's going to be legal.
This whole who asked who? Is it like a race to see who asked first? Because we did joke about that after I said yes. I said, well, actually, maybe my response should be maybe.
Well, we said this before.
But then
I will say this. So like, I knew when I asked you to marry me that you would say yes. But when we were talking about it before and talking about other things, we were joking around how you and I would have a race to see who would propose to each other first. And the first person to be proposed to,
the answer had to be maybe.
Maybe.
So that it was yes when finally the other person decided to.
Exactly. Exactly. So.
Okay. Yeah. So we're engaged. It's official. We're getting married all. No, we do not know a date.
Nope.
No, we do not know specifics.
Not yet registered yet. Don't buy us gifts just yet.
It's quite the heavy debate on what we both need and or want, if at all, a ceremony, party, like what we're going to do.
We're going back and forth about the whole Well, I have a big family. You have a big family. Who are the must people? Who are the people that we want to have, but necessarily?
But not only that, like, though. It goes even must, but the bigger conversation still is
price, location.
No, even more so than that is, do we need to have a ceremony? You know what I mean? Do we need to be validated with that type of thing? Or do we just really honestly need to have a celebratory party with the people that we love and all that kind of stuff? You know, it's kind of, I will fully admit, as a small child, you know, and I wasn't gay then, I remember planning my wedding and looking at wedding magazines and wanted the whole big kit and caboodle and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if I need that now or not. You know, but it's an interesting question for the whole gay marriage thing now that we have to figure out. And it's quite the debate because
and it's interesting how many times
do not agree on some of the things that we want out of it. I think we kind of do, but
I think we'll be fine.
Oh, I know we'll be fine.
I think there are certain things that both of us have had thought about previously and that we're now having to rethink.
Hence why when we were at lunch the other day, we decided that we'll be making a list. A written list of wants, needs, guest list, must haves, and then we're going to have a come to Jesus wine meeting where we are going to debate with booze on what will happen.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe we'll get married at Pride 48 this September.
Yeah, right.
And not invite anyone except for the listeners. But Ricky's
no
not invited.
Listeners.
Ricky will actually have to leave the room, and Melinda Miranda can be our best man.
She'll have to do her best impersonation of the claw.
So anyway, you know,
her trip was gone.
Oh yeah, I know.
I miss her.
Well, she sent us pictures of your orangutan asses.
Oh my god, that was so funny.
No, so anyway, so that was our. We had a very busy weekend with all that. Very exciting. It's very exciting.
So yeah, I'm trying to think what else. Oh. Do we have anything else to talk about with the engagement?
Not for the engagement, but I think since we're getting near the witching hour of a normal recording,
when we were talking about the engagement, though, we were at dinner before we went to,
the play.
Yes.
To see La Soirée.
Yes. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Which is brilliant. Our Canadian listeners, it played for a while, I think, in Montreal. It may have even played in Toronto. It's started from some English performers and producers. It's played in LA for a bit, but basically it's kind of a cabaret circus show.
Very intimate.
Of sorts. Very intimate. It takes place around a small circular red stage, kind of under a big top.
Mm-hmm.
The theater here, the Riverfront Theater downtown on the river, it actually is in a circus tent.
Yes.
It was brilliant.
I had so much fun.
It was actually beyond brilliant, and I love the fact that the tickets were free. because you know, Waylon's special and knows special people, and this is why I'm a nice guy. And I'm very thankful for those theater contacts. But normally when it's a longer run that isn't 2 to 3 weeks, because I didn't realize that we were at the beginning of the run. I actually thought that we were at the end, but we were may even have been one of the first few shows here.
For La Soirée?
Yeah.
But it ends next weekend?
Yeah. It's a short run.
What?
Yeah, it's a couple weeks.
Shut up.
Yeah. They have like several dozen, if not 20 or 30 acts that generally rotate, and you don't know what you're going to get. If it's a longer run, the acts could rotate. This run is the same acts through the entire time. I will say every single one of them.
Everyone.
Were exciting.
It was amazing. It was just amazing. Like, I didn't really know. I asked, I was like, well, what is this really about? And he's just like, he explained it to me just like he explained it to you. But it's really what really makes it the best part is how intimate and interactive that this show is.
Yeah, I think it was like somewhere in 2004 it was actually created kind of as a little dark cabaret for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And then it basically grew and grew and grew. But no, it was amazing. You know, we had aerial hoop swinger artists, people.
We had Adam Lambert.
That's what he looked like.
He looked like Adam Lambert with his fake little clip-on weave.
And apparently I was very popular with the eye contact with everyone. Our favorite performer that I just said when we sat down better be here tonight. La Gâteau Chocolat is this lycra wearing pseudo ladyboy drag queen.
Bearded
black man, English black man who sings opera.
Chunky.
Very chunky. And he would be in these wigs and this makeup with this beard and lycra singing opera and whatnot. And
In the program, he's labeled as a baritone. He does have a very deep...
Oh, actually, La Gâteau Chocolat is an opera-singing diva with a penchant for being wrapped in body-hugging lycra and a passion for laughter. This delicious confection is a killer baritone who delivers outrageous yet moving renditions of everything from pop rock opera or pop rock to opera. He has garnered acclaim around the globe from the Royal Opera House in London to Australia. He was fabulous. And then, of course, at the end of the night, he and we even talked on Facebook a little,
mm-hmm.
and they were humored that he thought I was cute and basically sat on my lap for a couple minutes and just
he literally put his lips
against mine and transferred pretty much
pinkest glittery
all
lips.
Of his glitter pink lipstick to my lips.
Yes. It was great.
It was great. But no, there's like, you know, some comedy women. Her name, one of them, girl's names was Mookie. I think she's Canadian.
She was hilarious.
Amy G, she was the one from America's Got Talent who did the God Bless America, I think it was, with the kazoo from her cooter.
Yes.
She was there. There was a burlesque dancer who did the best magic trip who then stripped to nothing. No top, no bottom.
Pasties. Surprised.
And she is not a Brazilian waxer.
Oh, no.
Though the bushes were trimmed.
It was quite the...
The
hedges were
it wasn't
back.
A landing patch. It was like a field.
It was actually a little triangle.
I don't really know after first seeing it. I couldn't look
it.
Down.
Yeah.
Until as she was looking. Exiting when she pulled.
Oh, my God.
She pulled. So she kept hiding this...
She did a handkerchief
trick. Until she was naked, and every time she'd find the handkerchief, it'd be in a new article of clothing. Well, finally, she's naked. She bends over and pulls the handkerchief out of her coochie, and then as she's walking out...
Oh, wait. Before you say that, she pulls it out of her coochie, but how she does it is she's facing away from us.
Oh!
She's, by the way, so the circular stage is in the center. Did you explain this?
No.
How it's in the center? And all the chairs are around it.
It's like theater in the round, yeah.
Exactly. And so there's little aisles that they can come up and down and everything. So she's actually performing on the stage. That's in a way, it was like behind us over our left shoulder. And then she comes down eventually and she is naked and walks down and is like mingling with the old ladies that were sitting behind us having like a bitch fit almost that she was naked.
They were beside themselves. On how naked she got.
Yeah.
There were no pasties
on
the titties.
Yeah.
And then when she took her pants off,
hilarious.
I was even shocked that it was full on vagina.
I was like, oh my gosh, she's going for it. Pussy.
Pussy.
So
there it is.
So, bam.
Bam.
Bush. So she came down. She went to the center stage and she did her little like, oh, where's the, I have the little handkerchief. Look at me. And then she tucks it away in her hands and then all of a sudden it's gone. And then she's like, where is it? And she bends down and her ass and her pussy get exposed to Waylon and I off from the back end.
Well, they weren't exposed. Then, she had her hand over it when she bent over.
Well, whatever.
I mean,
anyway.
You couldn't see the brown and pink eye were about ready to wink, but they were the winking was blocked by the finger.
It was pretty close.
Either way.
So she starts pulling the handkerchief out of her coochie. Like Waylon said, and then she's waving around, and then she's done for her performance, and
as she's walking off the fucking stage, she walks past me, stops, and then waves and rubs the hanky in my face.
Oh my God, Waylon had coochie hanky on his face.
Which, of course, the entire audience is screaming, because that was inside of her.
That was inside of her coochie.
Quote, unquote. No, so overall, if you're in Chicago and you hear this, I think where this will probably be posted Friday evening, please go see it. We enjoyed it so much that we do have a guest in town
next weekend,
which is the last weekend, and I did buy some expensive tickets. They're not all expensive, and if you do want to go see it and you're in Chicago, let me know. I can tell you a website to go to for cheaper tickets, Gold Star.
GoldStar.com.
However, I bought them at full price because I figured I had them comp the first time. Why the fuck not? We're taking my out-of-town friend because I think she'd love it. Oh, and gay boys. Oh, my fucking God. The English gents. Mm. These two distinguished English men who did amazing acrobatic stuff where they're, you know, holding each other up, doing whatever. Then they fucking stripped at the end.
Yes.
And these two, like, late 30s, early 40s people have the best bodies ever.
One of them did a Singing in the Rain dancing on a
pole dance.
Pole dance.
Oh.
That was so hot.
But then the best, though, was the German guy at the very end who did he did an aerial bathtub dance with water.
Which literally they brought out
plastic
sheets for the cover the front row, which Waylon and I were in the front row. We were sitting there, and all of a sudden, like, what the hell? Are we at Gallagher?
Yeah, no kidding.
It's like, what the shit is this? Where's the watermelon? But they literally plastic the whole entire front row, and he's whipping his hair back and forth, doing his little thing, getting everyone wet. Like, I don't know. He spat on people.
Yeah.
He, like, got you soaked. He got your chest soaked. But it was great.
Yeah, there was 9 different acts. We didn't talk about them all. But it was literally, I mean, I am a theater person. I love theater. This is the type of theater that I love. I love fringe festivals.
Yeah.
They turn me on. They make me happy. But I will say, though, this was amazing.
It was great.
Amazing.
It was great.
And on Thursday, we're going to see a show, which I'm really can't wait about. I have season tickets for the Looking Glass Theater, which is the Chicago professional theater that's owned. One of the owners is David Schwimmer from Friends. Mainly, I got the tickets, season pass, because they were expensive for like 5 shows. But also because the September show is one of my absolute favorites, Metamorphoses by Mary Zimmerman, that started here, went to Broadway, now coming back for their 20th anniversary. And I cannot wait. So, yeah, so very, very interesting weekend.
It should be a week.
And
great week.
Lots of theater and recording. And
what's the show called again?
It's called The Eastland, and it's about the sinking of the ship
in
the Chicago River that killed
more people than the Titanic.
No, more people than the Chicago Fire, I think. Did it kill more people than the Titanic?
Yeah,
it really killed more people than the Titanic.
I'm pretty sure. We'll confirm for you later, but I'm pretty sure.
As we've talked about before going, I'm still shocked that I've never heard of this prior to this.
Neither have I.
Show. So anyway, that was that. I think we're out of time. Of course, we could talk forever. It was weird not having Ricky for an actual 30 minute.
This went quite smoothly. You know one thing I didn't miss? What time is it? How much we recorded?
We're
at 25?
I bet the listeners will miss Ricky because we weren't inappropriate during this show.
Boobs.
We did talk about vagina.
Vagina. Cooch.
Oh my God, we should have. Too much time. We should have done a Ask the Expert too. Without Ricky.
Yeah, well.
Could have made this show like perfect without Ricky.
Perfect.
We'll never need Ricky again.
Ever.
Ever.
Foul Monkey's now turned into James LeRoy and Waylon.
However, I think on Friday, while we watch the opening ceremonies, we're going to have to record again. Because are you really comfortable with Ricky getting his way? No, getting his way that we're back on even number. We're ending on even numbers again. Because, you know.
No.
We got to make it back odd again.
Yeah. We're going to tease him.
Tease him.
Deal with it, Ricky.
Oh, so we're going to end the show with, after the party, I bought a gigantic bag.
It's enormous.
Of fortune cookies.
If you want one, let us know.
And now that we've been engaged, because, you know, we're cheesy, every day we've eaten a fortune cookie together to see what the fortune is.
And today's fortune, learning Chinese basketball. Yan Chao.
Speaking Chinese, sit down, please. Quing Zhao.
This has been brought to you by the Foul Monkeys.
What is yours?
Progress is like a wheelbarrow. Nothing happens unless somebody pushes in bed.
Okay, I have had this fortune 6 times. You are always welcome in any gathering. It's true, but literally I've had the same fortune 6 times.
That's hilarious.
So this is Waylon.
And this is James Roy.
And this is Foul Monkeys. Thanks a lot for listening.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Bye.
Goodbye.
I mean, Mr. and Mrs. Foul Monkey.
Shut up.
You're totally the Mrs.
No, I'm not.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.